strong sounding. Any words that that your mother or your grandmother might have used when they didn't want to say bastard?
As I said, that's been some. I wouldn't know because I didn't hear them refer to.
Right, but you if know, you were going to talk about, you use these words, you might soften your voice.
I said, he had no father.
Okay. And if you're comparing affection between children, you say, well, she's such a. She always shows how much how fond she is of. She's a very
affectionate.
All right, another
lovable.
Okay,
loving
okay.
child.
Okay, and if you're talking about Peggy, you say Peggy's a very loving child, but Jane is more than she is.
Is more
I've got three.
Use that same word.
Loving.
Okay,
than she is.
And then the one that's the most of all
is most.
Betty is
the most affectionate.
But use the word loving.
Loving.
Of all of them.
Of the three.
Okay, of the three, she's what?
The most loving.
Okay. And your son's brother is called your, I beg your pardon, your son, your brother's son is your,
my nephew.
Okay, and if there is a child that doesn't have a mother or father in an institution, he's called an, he's lost his mother and father.
He's adopted.
He may not be, though.
He may be in a home, in a children's home.
Okay.
Or
he's called
an orphan.
Okay. And if a person is appointed to look after an orphan, this person is
a guardian.
And if a person gives a party and invites all the people who are related to her, you say, well, she's invited all her
family.
Okay. Any other way?
Our relatives.
Okay. And if if you're telling someone, well, her name is the same as mine, but I'm actually no
relation.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
Kin.
No kin. Okay. If someone comes into town and has never been seen around before, you'd say he's a
stranger.
What about if he's from another country? He's a
A foreigner.
Would you ever use that word for someone who is not from another country, but just not from here? If he's from New York,
you could say that because their language is just different.
Okay. Would you be likely to say it? He's in another town. He's of what? What would be the most common word?
I would say he is from out of state.
Okay. Okay, common name for a girl began, well, Jesus' mother was
Mary,
and George Washington's wife was
Martha,
and Aunt Dinah's quilting party, who was it that he was seeing home? You remember that?
Miss Nettie.
Okay. A nickname for a little boy named William.
Bill.
Or E on the end of it.
Billy.
And the first of the four Gospels,
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay, and a woman who conducts a school is a
teacher.
Any other old words that you remember?
School mom.
Okay, did you ever use that word?
Yes, that was used way back on the school mom.
Okay. And the author of a series of novels, James Fenimore
Cooper.
And what would his wife have been called?
Martha? Maybe.
Well, no, I don't know what her first name is. Not Mr. Cooper, but
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And what about someone who's not really trained, perhaps, to be a preacher, but who does preach? Do you have a word for that? He's not a real preacher. He's just a
substitute.
But a sort of
associate.
Okay, and a kind of joking word. They use it sometimes for a carpenter, maybe, or a mechanic. He's not a real one.
Jackleg.
What?
Jackleg.
Okay. And what does it mean, really?
He can do a little carpenter work, he can do a little automobile work, he can do a little this.
Jackleg.
All I'm saying, he's jackleged all the
time. Would you ever use that term with a doctor?
No.
No. That's not a governor. Lawyer?
Well, you could say that sometimes the lawyer could be a jackleg lawyer.
That means he just really
doesn't know what he's doing, and just in for the money.
Okay, and your mother's sister is
my aunt.
Or if you're talking about someone else, talking to me, you would say, well, she is not my aunt,
but your aunt.
Okay, and you remember the name of the wife of Abraham in the Bible? Sally is a nickname for
Sarah.
Okay, and